You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, and we could all really use an enhanced sense of that about now. So we're joined by Dr. Libby Robinson, one of the founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness, a co-founder of Ann Arbor Open Meditation. She teaches mindfulness-based stress reduction, and she is an awesome meditation leader. Libby, hope you're doing okay.
Thank you. I am.
I always like to begin these conversations for those who may not know what we're talking about when we say we're talking about mindfulness. How do you define that?
Well, I like Jon Kabat-Zinn's most recent one where he talks about loving awareness. Awareness of the present moment with gentleness. There can be this tendency to get very tight when we're trying to practice mindfulness or meditation. And we forget to soften, to be gentle with ourselves. This is hard. It's very hard to be in the present moment just as it is. It can be. It's not always, but it can be very hard to do, and especially as a practice. So it's important to be kind to ourselves when the mind wanders.
Be aware of your inner dialogue, or how does that work?
Yeah, if there's inner dialogue going, oh, God, I can't do this. You know, it's okay. You know, you can actually reassure yourself. You know, use that kind of language. And it's okay. I'm just an ordinary human being and trying to do my best, taking care of myself. And being kind to yourself also involves being compassionate to yourself and your efforts. Oh, I'm stressed out. Well, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be stressed out. So not piling on and condemning ourselves because we're stressed out, but just kind of like, okay, all right, so right now I've got the coronavirus mind and I can't seem to settle down. Okay, that's what's going on. Can we notice that without judging ourselves, without condemning ourselves, without being harsh? If we notice harshness toward ourselves in our thoughts, in our language, in our what we say to ourselves, see if you can just notice that and let it go. But, oh, okay, there's that old stuff. Just coming back to just gentleness and kindness. Softness. I like the word softness because it has this sort of physical quality. It doesn't require you to do anything except just to kind of, oh, you can just sink into the chair a bit.
I hadn't heard that term before. You said coronavirus mind. Did that just come to you, or is that something that we're hearing about in the mindfulness world?
Well, I just ran across it today on Facebook. Somebody mentioning that they had forgotten something because of the COVID-19 mind, I think she might have called it. But, you know, there's this whole idea that this is kind of making us a bit fuzzy-headed and that we're not necessarily thinking clearly. We're all being traumatized by this situation, some very severely. We know who those people are. Those are the people on the front lines. Those are the patients. Those are their family members. They're really suffering. But even those of us who are just sitting around our houses, in this discombobulated world, it's unpredictable, where we're paranoid about going outside or talking to people or going to the grocery store, everything becomes very fraught. And so, yeah, that kind of affects our clarity of mind, and we can be a bit fuzzy-headed, and we can be a little not as clear, not as present as we'd like to be, as we ordinarily would be.
So here you've been practicing mindfulness since the late 70s. Are you finding the skills you have mastered are helping you out at this time? And if so, can you share those with some listeners right now? I know you mentioned a few already. Are there any more we would like to hear about?
Sure. One of the things that I liked that I think is really useful, and this is something that you don't have to sit in a special posture, or you don't even have to be sitting down, but we can just notice while we're doing an ordinary activity, we're washing our hands. right? So just noticing the sensations of washing your hands, the sensations of the water hitting your fingers, the, is it warm? Is it cool? Is it just a dribble? Or is it more than that? What does the soap feel like? What does it smell like? Just really noticing all these little details can be a way of kind of getting us out of the worrying mind, the stuck mind.
As a meditation leader, can you share with us how that works and how that might be beneficial at this time?
Doing a formal meditation? Or
any
doing
kind of
informal?
Meditation. Yeah. I mean, meditation has so many benefits. We've seen a lot of research now into the proven health benefits as well as social, psychological benefits.
Right. Right. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, just to sit or stand or lay down and just kind of be still and let your attention come to whatever you notice at this moment. And maybe there's a dog barking down the street, a truck driving by. Maybe you're uncomfortable. Maybe you need to move. You can notice moving. So whatever's going on, and you might notice that the physical sensations of breathing, the physical sensations of the body, sitting on the chair or lying on the floor or standing on the floor, noticing those physical sensations can be very useful because they're always in the present moment. And that's part of what we're trying to do here is bring our attention back to this present moment. Not our worries about the future or our ruminations about the past, but just this present moment right here, right now, this is what's happening. This is what I'm experiencing.
Ann Arbor Open Meditation is doing their meditations online now, so that is available to people listening, right?
Right, right, yeah.
And some classes coming up that people might also be able to participate in?
Right. Ann Asker and I are thinking of doing a four-week virtual online class, just an hour and a half a week. We haven't scheduled it yet. It'll probably be in May. So keep your eye on Facebook, the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness, or our website. And the other person who's going to be teaching a class in May is Paulette Grotrian, who's going to be doing mindful self-compassion, which is a really important thing to cultivate in ourselves, because we can forget to care about ourselves. We can forget to be kind to ourselves.
One closing peaceful piece of advice you want to leave us with?
Just noticing this present moment, just as it is.
That's Dr. Libby Robinson, co-founder of Ann Arbor Open Meditation, one of the founding members of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness. I feel better already just talking to you and hearing your peaceful voice. So thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Okay, thank you.